Matt Mowers. Good morning.
Osha, how are you?
I'm good. Do you eat tacos that have anything other than beef filling in them?
Only on Fridays during Lent.
Okay.
And I'll occasionally get some fish tacos, you know, whether it's at Dos Amigos or something like that.
All right. You just, I don't know if you heard what we were talking about before. We were talking about beef prices, and my family revolted when I served them pork tacos instead of beef tacos. So that's where we're going with that, because let's talk about it. Inflation is high. What are we going to do about it?
Look, I mean, we've been, Joe Biden's been sleepwalking us into this inflation disaster since the moment he got into office, whether it's because he sent a message to American energy producers that they shouldn't produce energy here in the United States, which started the trend upwards of higher gas prices and fuel prices, which, you know, contributes to inflation all over the place, whether it's the trillions of dollars in a socialist spending spree that was supported by you know, my opponent, Chris Pappas, as well, or whether it's the fact that no one's been asking questions about what the Federal Reserve has been doing since the outset of COVID. Those three things have really contributed directly to our inflation problems here. The reason why you see folks like a couple in a town near me, I won't name it because I won't protect who they are, start up a fundraising page because they couldn't afford the increase in their home heating oil this winter. They fell through the cracks of a government program, and they got about five or six kids, and you know, they weren't able to afford their heat for several weeks until they were able to raise enough money to fill up their oil tank. This is a direct result of the policies that are coming out of D.C. right now. It's leaving middle-class families hurting right now, and it's really a shame.
Now, some of the current prices in the last few weeks can be attributed to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but of course inflation and gas prices and all that started months ago, months before what's going on now, and that's just going to make it worse. But, you know, I do want to mention Ukraine with you. I saw, you know, you sent out a tweet, as I told Trace Gallagher on Fox News last night, Putin is a KGB thug. And I'm so happy to hear that, because there is this very small but very vocal group of people on the right that are somehow supporting Putin here. What is this about? And please dispel the reality of this.
It's insanity. And unfortunately, you've got members of our own party sometimes in Congress right now who are attacking Zelensky and defending Putin. I mean, this is insanity. Now, there are problems in Ukraine. I'm not going to, internal problems in Ukraine. I'm not going to go and say, hold them up on the total pedestal. But they have a right to defend themselves. Putin's the bad guy in this situation. He's the aggressor. And I think it's important that I say what is true and what we know. Putin is a KGB thug who only responds to strength. It's something I learned in President Trump's State Department. This is a guy who's not a rational actor. He's got a distorted sense of himself and his own place in history. And he's only going to respond when America is resilient, is strong, shows that we're not going to play by this different set of rules that he tries to set out. I mean, we put in place some of the toughest sanctions up until this point against Russia during the Trump administration. And it's what drives me nuts about Joe Biden. He said he was going to be tough on Russia, but then he waived Nord Stream 2 sanctions last year. He then said, if Vladimir Putin rolls tanks over Ukraine's border, it'll be the toughest sanctions that he's ever seen. And yet then, if you remember, he goes and declares a peacekeeping operation in the Donbass region. And guess what? Joe Biden half-stepped sanctions then. Now there's a debate about whether Poland should be able to provide the air support through transfer of fighter jets to Ukraine. And once again, Biden's blinking on this. You know, Putin only responds when there is strong leadership on the other side of the table. He's not going to respond from a game of patty cake. We need folks down in D.C. right now, down in Congress, who understand that the threat that Putin poses, and are willing to say it unequivocally in order to not just protect Ukraine's interests, but really protect Americans' interests in making sure that we roll back Russia's aggression.
We're talking to Matt Mowers. He's running for Congress as a Republican in the 1st Congressional District. We've only got a little bit left, but I want to talk to you about, you just got some pretty significant endorsements from police organizations. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was honored to receive yesterday the endorsement of the Manchester Patrolmen and Supervisors Association. They are two of the largest police associations in the state, and they backed Chris Pappas in 2018. They backed him in his first campaign because he went and sold them a bill of goods saying he would support them. But, you know, he went down to D.C. He started voting to defund the police. He voted to strip away critical protections that they need to do their job that prevents them from frivolous lawsuits from the criminals that they arrest. And I'm just going to go down there and be a strong supporter of law enforcement. We need vocal advocates for them because they keep our communities safe. And I'll tell you, Alicia, real quickly, I mean, I was at the polls the other day, you know, stopping off at different local town meeting days, and I saw a six-year-old go up to a police officer and say, thank you for what you do every day. You keep us safe. And I, you know, first I had the same reaction you did. And then I said, you know, that six-year-old is showing more respect for law enforcement than that law enforcement's own member of Congress is right now. You know, this is someone who at least, yeah, 6 years old, understands what they do every day. He doesn't throw them under the bus and use them as a political punching bag. So, you know, it was great to see the respect that this six-year-old was showing. I'm raising my own eight-month-old to have that same respect for law enforcement as he grows as well, because they put themselves in line every day. They're willing to take a bullet for us. The least that we can do is take a few political arrows for them.
I agree. I stand with that little six-year-old and with eight-month-old baby Jack. All right.
Ah, yes. We all stand with baby Jack.
Baby Jack. All right, Matt. Thanks for joining us.